There is still tremendous scope for growth. In the onshore stock market, foreigners hold nearly 5% of Chinese shares. By comparison, foreigners own about 25% of American shares. Foreigners own just 3% of Chinese bonds versus about 30% of the American market and are overwhelmingly concentrated in government bonds. Corporate debt is still seen as too murky. One obvious concern for foreign investors is whether they can get their money into and, crucially, out of China. Doing so is now easier. Hong Kong's Stock Connect program, which allows trading in Chinese stocks, has fueled a 40-fold increase in daily cross-border trading volumes in China since 2015. Repatriating profits through a qualified institutional investor scheme used to take up to 6 months. Now it takes a few days. The real test will come if markets crash, as they did in 2015. Then the government made it hard for foreigners to take funds out of the country. The second dimension of China's opening is to foreign institutions. Investment banks long touted China's potential, yet were granted only glacial increases in their onshore presence. Things are speeding up, thanks in no small part to the deterioration in relations between America and China. Wall Street banks, the thinking in Beijing goes, are powerful lobbyists in Washington. Goldman Sachs, which set up its joint venture in China in 2004, is applying to take over 100% of its onshore investment bank. A number of other foreign banks, including Morgan Stanley and UBS, are expanding their domestic businesses. The optimistic case is that these investments will in time pay dividends. The oft-repeated line from foreign financiers is that China is a long-term strategic project. When SMIC, a semiconductor group, listed in Shanghai in July, it raised $6.6 billion, the largest offering in China since 2010. That really got people wanting to do more work on initial public offerings, or IPOs, and look beyond just secondary trading, says Christina Ma, head of Greater China Equities at Goldman Sachs. To be a full-service investment bank, a patchwork of licenses is needed for wealth management, underwriting and trading, to name a few. Some firms are putting them together. The disadvantages of being a foreign operator in the Chinese market are disappearing, says Eugene Chan, the chairman of UBS Securities.